Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for October the 4th, 2025. Every so often, I like to get these emails that have a lot to do with, let's say, challenging me with things I've taught or I am offering, and I welcome this. If you ever have anything you want me to talk about that you have your doubts about, and I imagine there would be quite a bit, please feel free to ask any question you want. If you don't want your name mentioned, that's fine, but it's the helpfulness of your question that really matters. So this question comes from Tony in San Diego. Evidently, Tony has watched me for many years on Aspire on TV down there and continues to watch it on our website at aspire.org, and I'm grateful for that. And so he goes into how he's tried to blend my teachings with his Catholic beliefs, and he's trying to find a medium there that he thinks will negotiate understanding, but it won't. You can't do that. You're either all in or you're all out. That's the way it is in this life, where you have, you know, your beliefs and you're all in or not. So he asked me, what are your beliefs, and what beliefs do you teach people? Well, Tony, I don't do belief. I really don't. I never have. I never will. Beliefs are dangerous things. It is defined as accepting something is true, to feel sure of the truth of whatever it is that you're accepting. Accept the statement of a person's beliefs or what they say or what they don't say, and to have faith in what they say and don't say, according to the dictionary. I don't do any of that. In fact, I'm anti-belief. I'm the kind of teacher tells you don't believe. If you believe, you'll come up with conjecture and assumption and presumption. And that's the whole thing, to make a person assured of whatever it is that is their bias. And it has a lot to do with genetic bias. It has to do with ethnic background, has to do with gender, has to do with a lot of different things that aren't very good for us. But nevertheless, we keep it going. Let me give you an example. I have a couple of stories, maybe, Tony, that might explain. I've heard about a man. He was talking to his child, and the child had written a letter as a part of his homework and was showing it to his father. And there were a lot of spelling errors and mistakes, as well as words that were used that weren't words, kind of what I do. So when the father looked at it, he said, "This is awful spelling. Why didn't you use a dictionary when you didn't understand the word, when you had maybe some doubt about the word?" And the child looked at him and said, "But Dad, I never felt any doubt." None of us feel much doubt about what we have assumed, what we believe to be true, what we think of as right, what we think of as wrong. We have our moral background that we were taught, what appeals to our five senses. And in doing so, when we formulate beliefs, we formulate moralities. And these moralities can make us very hypocritical. Thou shalt not kill, unless someone is attacking me or attacking our country or whatever. There's a time to kill, according to people. But generally speaking, the moral people don't kill, but they kill only when they have to. And this is a DNA thing, and it goes into, if you read Robert Sapolsky's Behave, you'll understand more and more about belief. And his new book, his latest book on Determined, it's a very, very powerful book. Not a lot of people can read it because it dismisses a lot of the beliefs that people have about their own morality. I have many students who just can't read it, basically, Tony, because they can't bear to believe how wrong they are. They just can't bear to believe it. But, you know, what can I say? What can I do? They are what they are. And so we don't doubt. And when you don't doubt the way you think and the way you believe, then you come up with some pretty bad judgments. So let me give you another story real quick. This is the result of believing. A man whose axe was missing suspected his neighbor's son. The boy walked like a thief, looked like a thief, spoke like a thief, he thought. But then the man found his axe while he was digging in the valley. And the next time he saw the neighbor's son, the boy walked, looked, and spoke like any other child. You see, we build these prejudices based on belief. And if you're going to be a meditator, you can't do that and meditate. You can't. That's why people struggle with meditation, focusing their breath on their attentions and their attentions upon their breath. They just can't do it. And the reason is their prejudice. There's every prejudice in the world comes up, every fear in the lifetime of my being, my karma, my consequences, they're all there every single time I meditate. They don't change. They don't go away. They're all there. It is up to me as to whether or not I'm going to dismiss them. They're all based in previous beliefs, ideas of right and wrong, good and bad. And because we live like that and we base our whole life upon something like that, we miss everything that is deeply important. So, what is it about me that needs to believe? It is the part of me, if I'm the average person of the pedestrian mentality, it has to do with the whole idea of being right. We make right very important. We have to be right. And if you're into that right, then you will never be able to meditate. You'll never be able to truly understand, because everything that you and I believe in is tainting us. It's tainting our point of view. We don't see the bigger picture. And if you can't understand that, if that just turns you off, then you know you're a part of the majority of people in this world, and that majority of people are the people that cause all the mischief in this lifetime. So, what to do? Well, only don't believe. Find out. Go deeper inside yourself. Don't allow yourself to fall into the trap of thinking that whatever you believe in is true. It isn't. It isn't necessary. You don't need to do that. What you need to do is let go of your beliefs and just observe. Build an observer, not a believer. Someone who can watch without prejudice, watch without right and wrong, good and bad being involved. Just observe. This is a difficult thing to do, because after years and years and years of living in what we believe in, then of course we have prejudice. When does a belief turn to prejudice? Whatever it is you believe, whether you believe in God or you don't believe in God, or you believe in right or you don't believe in right, it really doesn't matter. It actually doesn't. The whole thing of whatever I believe in turns to mush later on, because everything is progressive in this lifetime. Everything is moving towards all sorts of different eventualities. If you notice, there is no conclusion in this world. There is none. Everything is a flow, and everything flows into each other and creates another situation, another opportunity, or another occasion for insight. It all depends on how you want to live your life. It is best to open yourself up, I think, for me, and I teach my students, don't believe, observe. And if you can observe, you will understand things are constantly in a flux, constantly changing. I hope that helps you. Tony, if you need anything, you know you can call me. I enjoy our emails together. Anyway, thank you all for listening. Hope this helped. Be back on the air tomorrow. As always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.